Okay, Miss Daughtry. I have some questions while I was listening to you, and since we're at the end of our time, I thought we could maybe go ahead and ask these. When you told me your genealogy, you told me when they were married, when they were born, when they died, but you didn't tell me anything about their occupations.
Well, most of them were farmers. Both of my grandfathers were ministers. One was a missionary Baptist and the other one was a primitive Baptist. But they were still farmers. That was the way they made their living. My grandfather Gillam had a hive of bees behind his house, and he kept a honey room, he called it. And he would rob the hives, take out the honey, and of course he smoked pipe all the time. And he never got stung at all. All the years that I remember about him, I never heard of him getting stung, because he kept that pipe going all the time he was robbing the bees. And of course, in the back room where he kept his honey, that's the reason we named it the honey room. And we weren't allowed to go in there and play. That was strictly for fun. The other grandparent lived with his son and his wife, and they farmed together.
What kind of crops did you raise during the 1940s?
We raised just about everything. We had mostly cotton and corn. We raised cane for our sorghum, and we raised just about everything we ate. We didn't have any wheat, and we couldn't raise sugar, of course. We had to buy that, had to buy our coffee. But that and salt, that's the biggest things that we had to buy.
Salt?
We had to buy our salt.
Okay, so you didn't sell anything that you made on the farm? It was mostly just for consumption.
We sold cotton, but we used most of the corn. We used them. Hay, and we used peas and things of that kind, mostly. But our main money crop was our cotton.
Okay. Do you remember how big?
How big farm we had?
Yeah.
40 acres, I think, was about as big as most people had.
Okay.
And we used mules to tend it with, so.
No tractors?
No tractors then. So it's pretty good. It took most of our time raising the feed for the horses, the mules, and for us too.
Were you let out of school to tend the crops?
Yes. When I was just a child growing up, the schools would dismiss for 6 weeks during cotton picking time. Of course, we didn't get out that long for chopping and hoeing cotton. It dismissed for the summer before we really needed to be out then. But in the fall of the year, we'd have to stay out for about 6 weeks. And after starting high school then, well, they didn't dismiss school. So I had to miss 2 and 3 weeks at a time, help pick cotton, and got behind in my studies. It was hard to catch up.
Okay, if we can, let's talk about your first husband a little bit. Can you tell me how he got involved in the base and working on the base?
Yes, he was a teacher, but his superintendent wouldn't really confirm his being hired back for the next year. He had already told the trustees that he had hired him. But when class went down to sign the contract, the superintendent wouldn't tell him for sure that he was hired. He hadn't decided for sure he was hired. And the boss man out there at the depot by him, that was who he was working for at that time in the summer. He said he had to know so he'd know whether to hire somebody else for that job, recreation department. So after the superintendent failed to tell him that he was hired back, well, he just agreed to stay on out there. And then when that ceased to be, Dr. Zagab, I believe was his name. Anyhow, he was I think he was a colonel. He got him on, got him a job inside the base. And his job inside the base was cleaning and repairing lenses for telescopes on the tanks. And he really enjoyed that job.
All right. Tell me how the stamps were rationed.
Each person per family got a stamp once a month. I think that's when it was issued. Anyhow, the stamps had to do for a month. I don't know how often they were issued, but they had to last for a whole month. And my mother and my husband's mother had both already used our stamp for sugar. So when we married, we didn't have a grain of sugar to live on for the rest of 15 days. His mother gave us a sugar cup full of sugar to last us. Of course, it served a purpose. We didn't eat all that much sugar then.
Okay, you mentioned that your dad was in charge of the PWA for the Mount Hebron community. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, he didn't ask for the job. A group of the men, I reckon, got together to find out who they wanted to name as the person to serve in that capacity. And they decided on my daddy doing the work, the one in work to it, really, making the decision as to who got what as far as jobs were concerned. And when the job opening would come around close by, well, of course, he was notified, and he could send whoever he thought was qualified to the job. And most of the jobs were jobs of labor, like building bridges and things of that kind.
Okay. Another question that I had was about, you said that the Army was prepared for war. You said that. I want to know why, if we were prepared, didn't we go in earlier than we did?
I don't really know if I'm qualified to answer that question or not, but there was a lot of talk about that time that they were waiting for a specific time. Now, this is in for VE day. There's had something to do with the moon and the light that would be given out, or whether it would be dark, so that the ships could go get up to the shore without being noticed. Now, I don't know if all that's true or not, but that's what I was told. It worked, whatever they decided on.
Okay. Well, I guess that's most of the questions that I had.
Okay.
Just some things that I was unclear about.
Did we talk about the way people dressed back then? You said something.
Not a lot. Just a little bit.
There wasn't a lot of difference, except people couldn't get clothing like they can now. But what we call casual clothing was about all anybody had then.
Did people make most of their own clothes?
The ladies did, yes.
What about the men?
Well, they made their wives and families made their shirts and things like that. They didn't make most of their dungarees, pants and such as that. They did buy those. Of course, if they had money, they could have bought them, probably. but most everything was kind of scarce to be found because they saved everything for the soldiers overseas.
Saving material was rationed?
Mm-hmm.
For dresses and stuff?
Mm-hmm. You said ration?
Yes.
No, they weren't rationed. They just couldn't get the material because they were using it for the uniforms of the soldiers.
Okay. All right, I guess that's about it. Thank you for taking the time to answer some of my questions.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I hope it will do you some good.
Thank you.